Hello, my beautiful best friends, my beautiful souls. I am so blessed, as always, that you have been led to this episode today. Whether this is your first episode with me, or it's your 7th, 10th, whatever it may be, welcome. My love is yours today, and you are here for one of the most pivotal episodes of all time. This podcast is hosted by me, Maya McCarthy, if you don't know me. Here, I just invite you to be your true, authentic, and raw self. There is no judgment on this podcast. This podcast is truly an embodiment of girl chit chat, enjoying our time, and being just in our true essence, in our true form. And together, we will just deepen our knowledge every single episode and climb that ladder together. I feel like it's so refreshing to have a community of people that are like-minded and to walk your journey on. And I'm here to be that person for you. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm here for you. My passions reside in the body, the mind, and the soul connections, and how we can just become enlightened through all realms through those three aspects of life. Again, this episode, truly, truly pivotal. And let's hop into it. Meditation and inner reflection and shadow work. These three things have truly, truly changed my life. I'm not selling you anything right now. I'm not selling you a course. This podcast, I'm not doing anything of such. It's not a trend. It's not to get you to buy a product. It's nothing like that. This is free information. This is free knowledge being thrown at you that is so, so crucial to the elevation and the enlightenment of your journey here on earth. And it's truly what I'm so passionate about, but as in kind of formulating what I wanted this year and what I wanted for my podcast and what I really, really wanted to embody as self, I realized I just need to put out me. I just need to be me and just to put out me. And this episode right here is like the definition. If I could put myself and be maybe egotistical for a moment and put myself into a box of who I am, everything I'm talking about today is who I truly think I reside with. Now, dropping our ego and moving on because we don't want to embody that during our episode. I just really want to be present in this moment with you and be here as someone who can guide you through a new plane or a new level of understanding of life and being in itself. So let's hop right in. Misconceptions of meditation, shadow work, and inner self-reflection. Wow, is there a lot I can touch on here? I could start from, you know, misconceptions of it being not religious, or misconceptions of it being witchcraft, or misconceptions of it being doing nothing, or sorry, thinking of nothing. All of these things are really big misconceptions and misunderstandings. And today I'm going to take you through those, and then we're going to kind of just really understand how can we begin to meditate? How can we bring meditation, breathwork, consciousness into our daily being? I have a podcast out about how to be a high value conscious being, right? I talk about a lot of these things, but I don't really dive into what is it, how do we do it, and what are the fundamentals of meditation, of being conscious and all of these things. One of the biggest misconceptions to this day about meditation is people think that you're, air quotes, not thinking. Like you're literally just sitting and nothing is happening. Now, there is a two parts to this, like misconceptions. There's a side that is a little true, and then there's a side that is completely false. You are not just not thinking. Instead, you are clearing your thinking. You are reaching pure essence of presenceness along with mindfulness. It is almost quite impossible. Now, I'm not going to say it's not impossible completely, because you have like your monks or your very religious priest or this and that that can really grasp stillness in their practices and whatnot. And, you know, obviously, a lot of religion and spiritual things are practices. Like, you have to show up. And meditation is one of those things, like, it's a practice. So you have, like, for instance, going to the gym. I can obviously very well correlate this to going to the gym because I'm a personal trainer. I love the gym. And that's, you know, something else I heavily preach on. Going to the gym itself is just doing is being, but actually showing up and, like, fulfilling your workout and having a good sweat and having a good, like, release of energy exchange, that is a practice. So, like, going is doing and being, but actually fulfilling a lot of your task in the gym is the practice part. And kind of look at that in meditating. So you just being is your essence. You just want to show up and be present. That's awesome. But actually sitting down for 5 to 10 minutes a day, 20, 30, an hour, whatever it is, that is the practice part that I think a lot of people don't grasp and don't do. It's just like anything in life. If you want to be peaceful, you will be peaceful. If you want to improve and meditate, if you want to learn breath work and shadow work, you will do it. If you want to go to the gym and lose weight, you will. Like, anything that you want in life, you will actually do and you will actually show up for when you decide that you want it. So that's a big misconception. You're not just not thinking. People think you're going to sit down the first time you meditate and your brain's going to be completely empty. No. The first time I ever actually sat down and meditated, I went on YouTube. I just looked up a simple guided meditation. You can meditate on anything. And we'll get into another misconception in a second that relates to that. You can meditate on quite literally anything and you can just be, right? There is meditations for everything, okay? But the first time I sat down, my head was swarming with things I needed to do for the day. Probably was swarming with, you know, stresses and anxieties of that day that was taking place in that current life situation. I didn't know that at the time, but that's definitely what was happening. I can tell you 100% right now. And I wasn't calm. I wasn't at peace. I was frustrated. And I think the first time I ever did it, I didn't come back to it for like 3 or 4 months because I just didn't think. It's kind of like someone who buys a workout program, they do it for a week and they don't lose their 50 pounds. And they're like, this doesn't work. I'm on to the next. I'm done. That's not how it works. It's not how it is. Again, we need to show up. There's just a big barrier between the understanding of showing up and being there and like doing things you're supposed to do and actually doing them with our generation and not just our generation in general, but just people. And I think consciousness has a big part of that. And another misconception that I'm going to hop into is meditation and whatnot is not religious or it's witchcraft. I've heard these before and I don't even address it because that is just absolutely not what it is. I know a lot of priests or pastors who do meditate on God's word or on just the stillness of the mind. Religion and spirituality, essentially, if you practice them correctly, are the same thing. Now, a lot of people will come at me and say I'm wrong or this and that, and I'm not really going to get into these topics on my podcast because how I practice my belief in God and how I view religion is probably very different than how maybe you do it or how our grandparents view religion. I don't view it in a lot of those ways. Now, I believe God is real. We are part of God. We are here to unfold the truth and become conscious beings. And that's, again, some people don't believe in that. They believe in like word for word what the Bible says and this and that. And I take bits and pieces of all religions. If I could really just tell someone how my belief works, it's basically I take bits and pieces of all religions because all religions are essentially getting the word out about this God and love and being, you know, a righteous, conscious human and in your pure essence of form. That's all it really is to me. I love reading the Bible. I love practicing, you know, meditations or Buddhism practices or Hindu. I love really putting everything all together. I think being well-rounded is so beautiful to me. And you know, whatever with that. I'm definitely just going to leave that topic to the side and it's going to sit. And it's something that only really I need to understand. and you don't need to understand, you just need to understand yourself. That's another misconception that people have, ties in perfectly, that they think meditation needs to be one way. Spirituality, religion, your daily life, the gym, your journey through this life, nothing is the same as another. We literally don't think the same as anyone else. That's what the beauty of us is. Like, we are all ourselves individually and uniquely and authentically, and that's what's beautiful about us. So your meditating and your practices of breathing, shadow work, they're not going to be the same as Joe you know down the street. It's all going to be formulated to you, what you need at this time in life, what life situations are presented to you, uncovering and digesting what is happening around you, and just being the observer of yourself. Meditation, in other words, is observing the observer. Being aware of self with no judgment, you're dropping the ego, you're releasing all of these beliefs that the society has pressured on you, family, whatnot. Like, when you sit down to meditate, nothing, I mean this with such beauty, nothing matters. You're just sitting there vibing in yourself in your true form, and you're in the moment. What happened 17 days ago doesn't matter. That boy that broke your heart in fourth grade, he no longer exists in this realm. Your parents telling you that you have a deadline for this doesn't matter. I'm not saying the second that you're done meditating that nothing matters and you don't need to go to work today. There's a fine line of the matrix and like actually showing up and like doing this and that, and the fine line of like being conscious and just existing. Obviously, we're human beings and we live on a human earth, so we do need to revolve around the clock time and actual being things. Like, I'm a very big, I have a very big stance, I should say, on like women succeeding and like entrepreneurship and all of this and that. That is very lively human nature. It's very usually egotistical, runs that way. Now, I'm not saying that if you do business or you're an entrepreneur or you work a 9-to-5, you're egotistical. That has nothing to do with that. But I'm saying a lot of the people in a lot of the world and economy and environment is run by the ego. So learning, meditating, and shadow work and all of this dropping of the ego, the judgment, can enlighten you in every realm. It can enlighten you in your work. It can enlighten you in your being. It can enlighten you in relationships. Meditating and shadow work and all of these inner reflections are the most powerful thing to have ever been put in front of us. Now, again, that could be meditating on the Bible. That could be sitting in stillness with God's word. That could be sitting in stillness with yourself, with your thoughts, whatever it is, okay? And I'm going to drop all those examples because I just want to move into the topic itself. How to complete meditation. How to complete clear stillness, this and that. I will run you just through what I have learned, what I do, and how it has worked for me and what I've observed. So we have our mind, and in many of my podcast episodes, I talk about our mind is always negative. It's always on go mode. We have dialogue. And our inner dialogue is our mind thinking. That voice that you hear, that is our mind. We don't want to identify with that. It is our ego, essentially. So like when you're walking down the street, I say this all the time, and you automatically judge a girl's outfit and you're like, wait, why did I do that? That was some projection or some insecurity in me. Like, there was no need to do that to that girl. My ego is out of whack. Now, that's becoming aware of your ego, which is great. It's a great thing to become aware of the judgments or the negative thoughts that you have in your mind. Meditation isn't observing the mind like that. When you're sitting and meditating in stillness, and maybe you think about a bad memory, okay, and you start judging it, that's not what you want to do in meditation. You're not digesting and like breaking things down. That would be more of shadow work. Shadow work would be like journaling and finding your pain body and unraveling what makes you the way you are, and just really figuring out, why do I move like this? How can I change it? And how can I be more in my peace era, if you must say. Meditating doesn't do any of that. Meditating is literally just being and not acknowledging anything, for instance. So say you're meditating, you close your eyes, and the first thing that pops up is the person that you're with, your partner. Whether it's good or bad thoughts, you're thinking of them automatically. Normally, let's just say, for instance, it's a good memory of you and your partner, and you're like, oh, I'm so in love, and you're thinking about it. No, drop it. It doesn't matter. You don't want to think about them. I'm not saying they're not important, but essentially you just want to be. You don't want to be digesting and thinking good or bad things. You just want to feel yourself. And what I mean by this is clear stillness. So if you have those thoughts pop in your head, what I religiously practice in meditating is not judging or digesting it, just dropping it. So clearing the mind. So you think of this good person or this partner, and you think of it, and you say, you know, you acknowledge the thought. You say, okay, I acknowledge that I thought of this person, but I'm going to drop it and be in this moment. That's all you have to say. Now, things that can help with this and just help with practicing and getting yourself set up for almost a successful meditation session, rituals, routines. I always burn an incense because I think it's so fun to do. I feel so aesthetic, and it just, like, I don't know. I just think it's so fun to do. There's nothing to it. Like, I wake up, I have slow mornings, I drink some tea, I have breakfast, and then I automatically light an incense. Like, I just want to be breathing in beautiful scents. I just want to be present. And having that incense burning will come back later. We'll talk about that during breath work and how that can bring you to clearness, stillness, consciousness. We'll come back to that. Routines. I lay out my yoga mat. I usually do 5 to 10 minutes of yoga. You don't need to do this, but yoga is something I will always advocate for, because moving your body, yoga is essentially breath work, meditation all in one, if that makes sense. You're moving, like flowing with the body, with the rhythm. You're getting to know your body. You're practicing connecting with your body regularly, and how you think, how you eat, and whatnot. Everything with the body is cohesive. Oops. Everything's cohesive. And what I mean by that is, there's a reason I'm a huge advocate for going to the gym and moving your body, whether it's yoga, you're lifting weights, whatever, especially for women. We will talk about this in next week's episode. We're going to be talking about the hormone cycle, what movements you should be doing during which hormone phase, the importance of being a woman in general, and the importance of understanding your cycle and how to use it to your benefit and success and like boss girl vibes. We'll get to that next week, but with meditation, it has such great benefits of knowing your body. Like, we are women, we are beautiful creatures who have a lot of emotions, and learning your body can really help in every realm, in physical, mental, spiritual. You know, you hear these things online, like yoga, hot yoga, pole dancing is great to get into your intuition and get into your body, like during ovulation, we're feeling very sexy or maybe more sex driven. Those are all great things to practice and like to just learn your body, you know, learn what you like to please yourself. And it doesn't have to be all that like sexual, okay? It is great to do that, but it doesn't have to be that sexual. It can just be like going for a walk and like connecting with your soul. All of this stuff will help you in meditation. So that's why movement is really important. And I wanted to put that in this podcast. Again, meditating, you're not really moving, but like to do a little movement before, to get in the vibe, to connect with yourself, that can be amazing. Meditation can also be amazing for reverse. So instead of doing something before you meditate, when you meditate, doing something after is also usually so enlightening. I always meditate before I record a podcast, every single time, without a doubt. I will sit for even a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, and just sit in pure stillness. I'm not thinking about the podcast I'm recording. I'm not thinking about ideas. I'm just sitting with self, and I'm just cleansing myself, like literally just being, That way, when I hop on the mic, I just can pour my soul out. And I'm so present in the moment. I'm so here. And I'm so full of like my true essence and authentic self. And again, that's great. Like if you don't have a podcast, I'm not saying like you need to do a podcast when you're done meditating. What I'm saying is if you have something that's very like connected to yourself, journaling is great after meditating. Shadow work is, again, looking at your pain body and digesting traumas or emotional things. You can do all type of meditations. Like I said, you can do trauma release meditations, and they say doing shadow work after those meditations is super beneficial to a lot of people. So anything of such, it's very good. Like even just getting ready for your day after you meditate is awesome. That's the whole point of meditating, is getting yourself set up for being in the present and consciousness throughout the day. Now, back to breath work. To the present moment completely, how can we do that with breathing? So I want everyone, literally, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to practice this. Let's say you're listening to me talk, you're kind of like distracted, maybe you're like eating some food while you're listening or you're driving or whatever. If you can safely like close your eyes, please do. If you are driving, please don't. If you can safely just close your eyes or just actually be still, I want you for an instance to not try to think of anything, not try to clear your thoughts, but I want you to take one breath in through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and breathe out. Now, your body has many chemical and hormonal benefits to breathing in and out. When you're stressed, they say to take a deep breath in, right? Obviously, that's said for a reason. When you take a deep breath through your lungs, there is almost like a nerve sense that is sent up to your brain. Again, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to like be pointing out different parts of the bodies except for what you need to know. The lungs have a point. They sense to the brain, and the brain literally gets like serotonin and all of these different chemicals and hormones that it tells the body it's time to be present and it's time to relax and it's time to come to consciousness. So with that deep breath in through the nose, what you're going to think of is, I literally imagine when I close my eyes, the air particles just flowing up through my nostrils. I know that sounds so absurd, like it sounds weird, but imagine there's air particles. Sometimes I imagine there's a stream of energy and it's a certain color, like green is my favorite color. Honestly, when you're meditating, if you think of like streams of energy, which is a meditation technique, like if you think of like your third eye, if you think of like energy exchange going through your third eye and you think of like a purple energy exchange, usually what that energy looks like will come to you while you're meditating. You don't need to think of a color, like if that makes sense. So sometimes I just breathe in. I feel all of that energy, good energy in. I hold and then I breathe all of it out. And I just repeat. And the only thing I'm focused on, the only thing, ladies and gentlemen, is my breath in and out. We're going to do two together, and all we're going to do is think of our breath going in and out. We're not thinking about tomorrow's task. We're not thinking about our ex-boyfriend. We're not thinking about school. We are just thinking about our breath. We're going in. We're holding. I'm releasing. Breathing in. All that good energy. You're storing it and you're releasing stress, anxiety, worries, all out. And now, whether you feel worse, better, whatever, most likely you have gotten yourself to a calming state and you can prepare your meditation. You can start it. Every meditation that you do, whether it's on like a guided by yourself, they will do some type of breath work. They will do some type of breathing in and out. Breath work can be separate from meditation, and it also cohesively goes with meditation. So a lot of things, and I won't get into everything today, it would be impossible to cover, But a lot of things start with your breathing. So again, you're calming the mind when you're breathing. And then from there, you know, your guider will take you along your journey, whether it's 5-10 minutes of your meditation of stillness. And I practice breath work in meditation, but I also practice breath work on my own, which again is almost a form of meditation in my mind. Sometimes I just wake up first thing in the morning, and before I even open my eyes, I take like 5 deep breaths. I don't go on my phone, I don't do anything but breathing, and I just and really center my soul and prepare to get out of bed. And it just kind of starts me off in a beautiful way. And then from there later, maybe I'll meditate and do some breathing work. I meditate before I wake up. So like before I really like start my day fully, and then I meditate before bed. Those are your best two. Now, this doesn't mean you can't meditate at work for 5 minutes before your lunch break. This doesn't mean you can't meditate for 5 seconds before you go into class or give a presentation. That doesn't mean any of that, but there is some science behind it. Your brain subconsciously before it wakes up and before it goes to bed is tired, and it's in a state of like not having a lot of energy to think negatively and to almost be super egotistically based. So that is a really crucial time to meditate and to sit on just like your true essence. It's actually proven that your ego comes out to play a lot, like the second you stimulate the body and wake up, or you feed it TikToks or Instagram, or you feed it all of these things that like were not really meant to be fed, if that makes sense. So that's kind of the whole realm of meditation, breath work, shadow work. I did not really dive into breath work and shadow work. I know I've been saying for a long time I will. Those are just really big podcasts that I need to almost kind of plan. I don't normally plan my podcasts. I just figure out what topic I'm going to do, meditate, and then just blah, blah, blah. But those episodes, I feel, really deserve a lot of planning and preparation because they are so important, and they also are so informative. And to be honest, I just don't think I'm at the state to really touch on them quite yet. I recently really started to get into shadow work. I did it a little bit a year ago for about a few months. And then again, with meditation the first time, I didn't really see too much, stepped away from it, had a lot going on in my life, had a relationship, and then that kind of went away, and I got closer to my faith, my religion, and kind of getting back to things I truly love to do and be. Not saying that that's a good or bad thing, but sometimes when things happen in life, you obviously become a better person and you evolve to who you're truly meant to be, and that was just what happened in that life situation. But meditation, truly so amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, like when you first start, you're gonna be frustrated, you're gonna be annoyed, things aren't gonna go perfect as planned, you're not just gonna be like monk mode right away, you're not gonna be perfect, we're not perfect, we are unconscious, we are sinful people, and by nature, it's just gonna be that way. But keep up with it, be consistent, show up for yourself. Meditation and movement is something I will always stand for. It is so amazing in every single realm, and I talk about these things constantly on my socials, on my podcast, to my friends, to my family. I'm such a, like, feed you with this. I'm a hyper fixated on this topic, and I always will be, because I love it, because I've seen what it's done for myself, I've read what it's done for others, and I've lived it through many of my clients. I've lived it in and out of so many people, and these connections and these things are just like, it's like one day you're just walking through darkness and there's a light, and that's that light. And that was what happened to me one day. I was just like, dang, this is what I've been missing. This is what I've been missing, to really grasp and like be myself and not feel this everlasting overbearing feeling of the world on my shoulders. Like, I just let it all go and I just started to exist, and practicing definitely helped. Like, it didn't just come to me by nature. I put in work of understanding myself and also understanding what like being really means, and just being this essence of self. I keep saying this over and over. I'm very repetitive today, but a lot of this stuff is repetitive. It's more like, let me spit all of this into your face so you can really like get it on and get it in your brain. Meditation, you're feeling without thinking. So again, if you have to think of anything, like if someone asks you, what are you, like, why are you meditating? How does it feel? What do I do? The first thing I tell them is you're not thinking about anything. You're not trying to think about nothing. Trying, that word needs to be actually thrown out. The word trying does not go with anything like religious or spiritual. It does not fit in that category, okay? You need to throw it out. Some people might argue on this and they might be like, what do you mean? People, of course, have to try. No, you don't have to try to be yourself. You just are. You don't have to try to be peaceful. It's already within you. You don't have to try to be faithful. It's already in you. You just need to be. Those words, like to some people, it may just click. It might just be like, dang, I'm awake. I get it. I'm here. To other people, they might be like, this girl's on crack. I don't know what she wants me to do. She said not to try. She said to just be. I don't know what, how do I do this? Can you write me a lesson plan 1 through 3? No, we need to let all that go. So many people are always in my DMs, like, and I love them and I adore them and I obviously give them great advice, but they're like, how do you do this? How do you grow your account? How do you do this? I'm like, just be. Grow your garden and the butterflies will flock. That's all you got to do. Just be your authentic self. And it's also a little like reminder to myself, like I'm speaking into a mirror, so it comes right back and reflects to myself, because it's something you have to constantly remind yourself to do. Like I remind myself by like putting sticky notes. I'm like, okay, meditate today, or, you know, just show up, be your authentic self. And eventually those things will automatically like absorb. But that doesn't mean you have to try so hard to be this, like this person or to be. There's no trying with it. You're just feeling. Like when you're meditating, you can sit up straight. It's usually good to sit up straight. And there's science behind it also with meditation, like energy flow through the spine. But I actually told my best friend this the other day. I just lay down. Like sometimes I just look goofy as heck and I just literally lay down flat on my bed or on my yoga mat and I just ground with the earth. Obviously, again, going outside and laying in the grass on a summer day, or, you know, sitting on a park bench. Those are great things to do too, because you're really like grounding with the world. I like to put my feet in the grass or in water. Like that stuff is like, oof, so good. Because then you really get the feelings of the earth up and through you. And as you practice this more, as you practice like meditating and being conscious and breath work, you will eventually feel. And what I mean by that is like, you can feel like certain parts of your body. And a lot of guided meditations, they will say, start your energy feeling in your head, and then they will work all the way down to your feet. And essentially, you're just feeling every cell, every movement in your body. And it's super cool and it's super awakening. And that is like what presenceness really is. Like that's the embodiment of like what is being present. Well, it's feeling it. So meditation is so amazing. It's so beautiful. There's so many misconceptions that are around it. And I don't want you guys to really get so invested in looking up what's meditation, how to do it, this and that. Like, just do. Like I said, you can start with guided meditations. That's exactly how I did it. I'm hoping someday I will have a form of like, maybe I'll have a YouTube channel of guided meditations. Maybe I'll have an app that can do guided meditations. Maybe I'll partnership. Like I hope someday, I shouldn't say I hope, again, we're erasing that this year. I will someday have something for my community to really go to. But for now, just go to YouTube, just go to the internet and look up guided meditation. I would definitely suggest starting with guided meditations. I haven't really got into my own meditations until recently, which means like I listen to nothing, no sounds, no high vibrational music. I just sit and I just be like in pure silence. Some days I do put my headphones on because maybe someone in my house is doing something and I just want to be completely undistracted. But maturing and like evolving in meditation is also learning that you can meditate anywhere and you can also be in a meditative state while doing things. That's something that's like almost beyond my knowledge, and it's not really knowledge, it's just the whole like aspect of pure consciousness and being. And I'm not going to really touch on that because, again, I'm here to educate with proper information and not just like BS things. And I can't really BS that one because I'm not quite sure. But meditative state is possible to achieve in all forms and realms of life. And I think it's just such a great way to start your day. You have people who, me and my friend were talking about this the other day. Like, she loves F1, and like there's a lot of F1 racers that meditate. There's been a lot of amazing basketball NBA players that are huge advocates for meditation. A lot of your successful beings who have made, you know, ego success, like what I mean is like external success, so they have a lot of money, this and that, they have achieved like abundance that a lot of people wish to grasp on this life, like in this human life and human form, but they are heavy believers of consciousness and meditation. And I think when we really unlock these things, when we really understand the essence of meditation is not something we do, rather it's simply being fully aligned with who you are, with life and your current moment, that's when I believe presence is flowing through us and we are allowing doors to open. We are allowing abundance in whatever form to come in and flow in and just be in our life. So meditation, what a great, great episode. I know it was a little bit longer than typical, but I just wanted to get all of my information and all my passions out in this episode. Remember, everything we talk about in my episodes doesn't mean there isn't more things to know or there isn't more information. My best advice that I can give to really anyone on any journey in the gym, financially, mentally, spiritually, religiously, whatever it is you just have to learn you. You can't go off what Alex Earle says about her journey. You can't go off, you know, someone off YouTube that you really aspire to be, or even me, for instance. You can't go off completely every word that I say. It'd be like reading a book and doing word for word what it says. It's like reading a manual and like word for word, you know, doing what it says every single day over and over. That's not how it goes. You have to obviously make touches and put in certain romanticizing natures into your practices. You have to do certain rituals for self. Like, you have to uncover certain movements that work better for you, you know, do certain workouts in the gym that help you align with self better. Like, everything is different to everyone. We are not all the same at all. We are all part of the same being. Like, we all have relation, but we're not completely fluidly connected mentally, spiritually, and physically. There's a beauty between both of being connected and disconnected. And I think learning that fine line helps you through every journey and every phase of who you are, what approaches you take to life, your authentic calling. And that's life itself. You know, life is pretty much just doing those things and just being and learning as you go and not really holding on too seriously to anything, but also not releasing everything so deeply. Again, like I always say, so appreciative of everyone here. If you could simply just rate this episode or rate this podcast or follow me on Spotify or Apple or whatever it is, rate honestly, you know, leave me a comment, leave me something. I'm going to actually probably put the Q&A up on my podcast. So if you guys ever have any questions or you have podcast episodes, please put them down below. A few of you have done that for previous episodes and I'm so grateful. I love to like see what you guys like to know about or what you're interested in or what you like to hear about from me. But regardless, 2024, again, like I said in last episode, so many great things just coming from my being in this podcast. I'm truly so excited, but I'm not too focused on the future at the moment. I'm just focused on now, each moment, each podcast, one at a time. Little baby steps always turn into big steps. You know the beautiful saying there is, but yes. I am done rambling. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for your support. My love and blessings go out to you during this new week, whether you're starting school or you're just getting back into the groove. Whatever it is, stay safe, stay healthy, keep warm, and spread that beautiful love. Have a blessed, blessed week, my friends. Yeah.